Okay, we're in the middle of the sugi of Kachin Kalim. We've got to the two dots, which means that we covered the Ikra Nekuda of the sugi, which is to understand Rav Yosi Galili. And when we finished the whole sugi here, the main job is to walk away with a havana of the meaning of the words Rav Yosi Galili holds Kachin Kalim, Momen Bailam Heim. To walk away with a proper understanding of what it means. And L'chaira, the way we worked out the Gemara last week, is the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what it means. What does it mean? Kachim Kalim, Mamim Bailam Heim. Tosfos understood that the whole issue in the Gemara is the Chelech HaKayanim, but that the Guf HaBehema belongs to the owner, that's a Dover Pashut. Rashi understood that no, the issue is Sidech Chelek HaKayanim, Sidech Chelek HaBailam. When you make something hendish, what do the owners have? That's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The way we understood the Gemara, the way I explained it last week, they're arguing who owns an animal when it's made into a shlama. Tosfos holds the owner still owns it, so there's no question of Mamim Bailam to the owner. And Rashi holds that Hegdish owns it, and that's the difference between the two. Now, having said that, we learn now the next piece of Gemara. I'm going to work first on Pshat in the Gemara, because Pshat is not as easy as it sounds. The Gemara has a Braisa, and a two Lashaymas, Manda Machnila Aresha, and Ravina Machnila Sefer. You have two Pshatim, and if you learn the Gemara, and you put a little bit of energy into it, you come out that there's a machlokes between the two lashonos, and it appears from the Gemara at first glance that the machlokes, before we started, the machlokes is what's more kaddish, a shlamim or a bechar. Do we say shlamim and kol shekein bechar, or do we say bechar and kol shekein shlamim? Which one is more likely to be mom and bayim between shlamim and bechar? They're both kachim kalim. But it seems, when you learn the Gemara, that the difference between the Mandamastin La Resha and the Mandamastin La Seifa, if you learn the Gemara, Pashu Pshat, even with a little bit of Haravin, you would come out that that's Pshat in the Gemara, that they're arguing about the level within Kachin Kalim, Shlamin Bechar, which one is more, which one is less. That's what it seems. And what I'd like to show you, as we learn it, that things are not entirely the way it seems, if you're medayik. But the diukim are difficult to hit on when you make a laning. So let's see, let's learn the Gemara Pashut, and then I'll try to point out what it is I'd like to point out. Okay, first let's learn the Pashut Pshat. Again, we're going to have two Madi Amrim, Ben Azai and Abba Yaisi. And each one of the two Madi Amrim will have one version of Masni La Resha and one version of Masni La Sefer. So we're going to have four sheetahs all together. Let's see. Gufa. Umal Abal Bashem. L'rabbis Kachim Kalim. Shehim Amayme. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Galili. That we learned today. Rabbi Yosi Galili holds that Kachim Kalim is Mum and Bailam. So until today we learned that Rabbi Yosi Galili is talking about everything. He's talking about all Kachim Kalim. Zakti Gemara, it's not so. Ben Azai and Abba Yossi Ben Dustoi disagree as to what exactly he holds. Ben Azai Yoimer, the rabbi says Ashlamin. Ben Azai says that, now again, we're going, Ben Azai is explaining Rabbi Yossi Galili. See, he says, no, we're talking about Shlamin. When we're talking here, the rabbis Kachim Kalim, that we add Kachim Kalim to the parsha of Mol Mol Bashem, that it's Mom and Bailam, we're talking about Shlomim. Abba Yaisi bin Istai Amar Laya Ben Azai Elo B'Bachar B'Lvar. Abba Yaisi says Bachar. Okay, so we have here two versions of Rabbi Yaisi Aglili. Version number one is that he's talking about a Shlomim. Version number two is that he's talking about a Bachar. The Gemara explains each of the two versions. So take them one at a time. First version. What did he mean when he said that Rabbi Yosi Galili is talking about Shlomim? Shlomim and not what else? In other words, shlamim is mamam bailam, but not something else. Now, what else? Ilay melamute bechar. Now, how come? The question is bechar more likely to be mamam bailam compared to shlamim, more kaddish? Or is it less likely, less kaddish than a shlamim? So the Gemara says, which one is more likely to be kaddish? So let's see. Hashta. Umadach shlamim shetun and smicha nesachim tenufas chazav eshaik. Amrit mamam bailam hu. Shlamim is more kaddish. It has all these things, and nevertheless you say it's mamam bailam. Bechar mibayim. Bechar is certainly. So the first lashon holds, which is more kaddish? Shlamim is more kaddish. And if shlamim is mamam bailam, sicha bechar is mamam bailam. So what's the first version of Ben Azai and Abba Yossi? Ben Azai said that Rabbi Yossi clearly is talking about Shlomim and Kolshken Bechar. And Kolshken Bechar. And Abba Yossi said that we're talking about Bechar and not Shlomim, I guess, right? Yeah. So here, we just make a very simple chart. We have Ben Azai's version, the book explaining Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Abba Yossi. Right? So we have two versions of what he said. So in the first Lashon, we have the Mandamasni HaReisha, which is the Gemara we just learned. Mandamasni HaReisha. And then we have Ravina, who's Mandamasni HaSeifa. He said the same thing, but he said it on the Seifa. Okay, that's what it means. And we have two versions in Pshat of the Gemara. We have, again, we have an Azai and Abba Yossi. Okay? So what goes here? What's Ben Azai talking about? What's Mamam Bailam? Ben Azai said Shlamin. Ben Azai said Shlamin. And we're saying he means Koshken Bechar, right? That's Mamam Bailam. Okay? Now he only said the word shlam. He only said this word. We're saying he meant koshkein bechar. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't explain Abba Yossi. We know Abba Yossi said bechar. That's all he said, the word bechar. Could he mean koshkein shlamim? Then there'd be no machlokes. If he means bechar and shlamim, he means bechar and shlamim, there's no machlokes. So it must be he means bechar b'lvad. His mama b'lvad. Okay? Is Pashu Shat in the Gemara? See in a minute why it's good to sketch everything out anyway, but you'll see in a minute why it's important. Let's learn the second lashon. Manda masni la seifa. Ravina, where is it? Ravina masni la seifa. Now let's learn the brayse again. Abba Yossi ben Dustai said what loyama ben Azai ella bibachar bulvat. Lamute mai. What's he excluding? Again, what's a shaila? What's the question? What's the question? Question is, what's more kaddish, a bechar or a shlamin? Right? Is that the Gemara's question? What has a higher kedusha, bechar or shlamin? If he said bechar is mamam bailam, what is he all about shlamin? So the Gemara, ilay melamutei shlamin, hashto ma bechar shekaddish merechem. Bechar is much more. Bechar is kaddish merechem, and still mamaynayhu shlamin, mi boy. So what changed in the second lashon? What changed in the second lashon? That bechar is more kaddish than a shlamin. That's what's changing. So we're saying bechar can be lamute shlamin, because if bechar is mamam bailam and it's more kaddish, shlamin is certainly. So we're saying. So there, Rabbi Yechon is saying lamute ma'isa k'detanya bebechar nemalei siftev and nemkatam chayav almum chayav shachet ma'isa nemalei goyalei and nemkatam chayav shachet leitam lo almum ha bechar b'loy almum period ha bechar b'vad ka'amar kosh. So what are we saying now? The second version, we're saying that Abba Yossi, when he said Bechar, so again, he only said this one word, Bechar. We're touching him to mean Koshken Shlomit. Right? Now, in the second Lashon, we didn't explain Ben Azai. Ben Azai in the Mishnah said the word Shlomim. That's all he said. Right? Again, the underlying part is all it said in the original version of the Brisa. Now, what could he mean? Could he mean now Shlomim and Koshken Bechar? Then he's not Machlokes. Right? If he means Shlomim and Bechar, and he says Bechar and Shlomim, it's the same thing. So must be he means Shlomo Bovat. Right? So Lechaira, when we finish this Gemara, we have here two versions of Kachin Kalim Maisim Mamim Bailim Hay. We have two versions of Kachin Kalim Maisim Mamim Bailim Hay. And we're changing. Oh, last week we learned that Kachin Kalim Mamim Bailim goes on everything. It goes on all types of Kachin Kalim. And now we're making some type of change. What are we changing? Well, according to the first version, the way we learned last week was shtimmed with Ben Azai. And only Abba Yossi is a change. According to the second version, it's the other way around. Abba Yossi is the way we learned last week. It refers to everything, except for Meiser, which we didn't even discuss. And Ben Azai is the reverse. This is the way it seems to come out, this Gemara. It seems to be a very easy Gemara. Nothing much to Lumbus wise. It's just the two versions of what he was talking about. The only Lumbus is which is more Kadesh, Shlomim or a Bechar. I'm sure if we're learning Zvachim, there'll be something to figure out why he should hold Kaddish Merecha makes him all Kaddish, and he should hold Yesh Bay Nechassim, the Snicha, the Chazar Shaykh should be more Kaddish. But that's that. It seems to come out from this Gemara that the two Lashonos are just opposite Lashonos, so it's just a matter of switching the labels. One version Ben Azai holds this way, one version Abba Yossi holds this way. If you learn the Gemara this way, you're like probably 90% of the people who, when you make a line out of this Gemara, this is the way it comes out. And you would move on. There's not much to argue about. Two versions, opposite Shitas. Okay, each Shita holds his way. However, if you're medayik in Rashi, you'll see that with the picture on the board is correct, but it's incomplete. A major point is missing. Anybody chap, except for those who spoke to me about this sugya, and I told you about it. Anybody chap the difference that the way it's on the board, there's something missing. There's something incorrect. Yossi? Huh? Do you chap that there's something incomplete? If you would harv in the Rashi, the truth is easier to find it in the Echrenim who speak it out. But there's a major difference between the two Lashonos, besides the way it's here on the board. And the difference is, you ready? I want you to apply yourself, okay? The difference is, which Bechar are we talking about? What type of Bechar are we discussing? I don't mean a Bechar of an Adam or a Bechar of a Behemah. We're talking about a Bechar of a Behemah. But you all know there are two types of Bechar. It's a Bechar in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that you can be Makriv, that's Israel. And there's a Bechar that's either B'chutz L'aretz in the time of the Beis HaMikdash or B'zman HaZeh, anywhere. There are two types of Bechar, right? One is holier than the other. Which one is holier, obviously? Bechar, Beretz Yisrael, Bezman HaMikdash. Now, before we look into Rashi, if I wanted to make these two Lashonos not be arguing L'Halacha, I have a very easy way to fix the two Lashonos. Think about it. One Lashon says Bechar is more Kaddish than a Shlamim, and one says Shlamim is more Kaddish than a Bechar. L'chayra, we have to figure out the lumdis of shlamin, the lumdis of bechar. We're not in kachim enough to figure out what it's tali in. L'chayra, we have to figure out the machlaikis. But it's possible there's no machlaikis at all. If you wanted to say there's no machlaikis, which is more kaddish, how would you say it? How would you say it? Which bechar is holier than the shlamin, and which is less kaddish than the shlamin? Easy, no? Huh? Isn't it easy? No, it's easy. But it's a pashta svara. If I asked you about a bechar bizman hazeh compared to a karban shlamin, I think most of us would assume it's less kaddish. No? A bechar bizman hamigdash, okay, I don't think we know enough kachim to know what's more kaddish. But there is one major difference between a bechar bizman hamigdash and a shlamin. And this I'm saying, I think it's so, that every kachim kalim, the owner gets some of the meat. And except for a bechar. The bechar goes to the kohen. A bechar is, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the bechar is a little similar to kachim kachim. It's not kachim kachim, it's kachim kalim. But it is a little similar, a bechar bizman HaMikdash, in a certain aspect of it, which is not with the Gemara. The Gemara says this is kaddish merechet. But it does have lemaisa, a bechar does have a bigger maila than a shlamin.
Because
the matnas kahuna. Yeah, okay. You're right. That's probably why the Gemara doesn't say this as the maila. The Gemara says the maila of kaddish merechet. You're right. But I think we would agree that being kaddish merechem is only a maila if the kedusha gets merechem is at least equal to the kedusha of the shlamin. If it gets a lower kedusha merechem or a bigger kedusha later, it's nishkan raya. So what we would do, and if you're medayik in Rashi, you'll see that Rashi innocently throws it in. I don't know. Rashi's supposed to be our Rebbe. He's supposed to teach it to us. He should have spoken out klar. You know, Rashi didn't speak it out klar. There's a klal in Rashi that Rashi was written. The godless of Rashi is that Rashi wrote everything so that a person in Haskalas Gemara could learn Gemara with Rashi. And a lamdin could learn Gemara with Rashi. So a lot of things Rashi puts in innocently. Somebody is an 8th grader trying to learn this Gemara, he's not going to be oimed on this chilek. Rashi didn't go into the pilpul. But you'll see, if you're medayik in Rashi, Rashi says, when Rashi's talking about the Manda Masni Aresha, Rashi says that this whole sugi is talking about a Bechar, the Chutzlaris. Right? Bechar Chutzlaris, or Bizman Hazeh. Right, this lashon holds that what's more kaddish is shlamin. Like we said, now the shlamin is more mabayim. Zichra bechar, bechar is less than shlamin, because it's talking about a bechar that's b'chutz la'aretz and a bechar b'zman hazeh. The second lashon is talking about a bechar b'zman beis hamikdash. Okay, a bechar that you bring to beis hamikdash. And therefore, what? If this is talking about a bechar in this manner, Beis HaMikdash, so this lashon holds that a bechar is more kaddish than a shlamin. The madach, a bechar is more mabayim zecher a shlamin. So the two versions that they're arguing pshat in the brayser is a machlokes. Man the marsni ala reisha is saying one pshat in the brayser, and man the marsni asefa is saying a different pshat in the brayser. But they're not arguing in the lumdis of the karbanis. They're really masking to each other. They're masking in lumdis. If you had to make a hierarchy, you'd say the most kaddish is a bechar bizman beis hamikdash. Second most kaddish is a shlamim, which is only bizman beis hamikdash. Third most kaddish is a bechar bizman hazeh. That's the order. And both the shaynis agree, and Ben Azai agree, and Abba Yossi agree, there's no machlaikis. If you're learning the Sefer Zvachim, and you have to figure out the order of kedusha, everyone agrees to that order of Kedusha. Everyone's masking. Just that they're arguing what Ben Azeh and Abba Yossi were talking about the day that they talked about Rabbi Yossi and Lishita. What were they talking about? So it comes out, if you sit down and make a cheshbin, it comes out that there's kamat no machlekes here. The machlekes is what they were talking about. But everyone agrees that a shlamim is Kadosh is Mama Bailam, Hakoshke of Bachar Bismanazah. If you hold the Shlom is Kadosh Zichar Bachar Bismanazah. If you hold the Bachar Bismanabayas is Kadosh Zichar Shlom. The argument is only about the Shlomim. You could argue, is the Shlomim included in Ben Azeh? Shlomim is not included in Ben Azeh. So that you can have a machloket. But the Bechor issue is Pashit. Depends which Bechor you're talking about. If you want to work through the Gemara the way you should, you take the chart, you work through the Gemara again, fitting in each Shita, and then you plug into each box what each Madiyama would hold in the other case. In other words, what the first Lasha would hold about a Bechor Bezman Abayis. What the second Lasha would hold about a Bechor Bezman Bechutlai Bezman Azeh. To make the Cheshvan. But this is the Pshat in the Gemara, the way, with a little being Medayik, you would see it. In the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, he goes through the whole, he speaks it out at least. But Rashi really says it also. If you're Medayik in Rashi, see if we can find it in Rashi. Rashi says that it's talking, that the first Lashon is talking Bechor B'chutz La'aretz. Rashi Bechor Mibai, but Bechor B'chutz La'aretz Ka'amar. Rashi said that in the first Lashon. And the Rashi Bechor Mibai, Rashi said Bechor B'chutz La'aretz Ka'amar. He said it klar. And in the Rashi, the Bechor Tam, the Bechor, Rashi says at the end, okay, actually that Rashi is not 100% a diuk. Maybe it is. But that would be the chilek between the two Lashonos. Grade fits in, because the first Lashon says Shlomim has a Chumrah, that it has Chaz v'Shaik. That the Chaz v'Shaik had separated and given to the Kayin. It's only a Chumrah compared to a Bechor Bezman Hazeh. So Bechor Bezman Hazeh, the Chaz v'Shaik also got to the Kayin. So maybe because it doesn't need Tanufa. That's a Chumrah. Could be. At any rate, this is the way, like I said, one of the Rishayim, there have been parrots, and a number of the Achrayim learn up the Sugya. They're memayit in the whole machlaikis as regards the klolim of Seder Kachin. And this is the way the cheshbon comes out. Now, the inyan of Bechor Bezman Hazeh is a very hard inyan. Why should a Bechor Bezman Hazeh be any different than a Bechor in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? The Brisker Rav is much beyond this. It's a long arichos, a little hard arichos. Just in push to Svara, like to try to explain it without having to, maybe you have to go through a Pulpula to explain it, but how would you learn Pashit? Why is a Bechor Bezman Hazeh any different? Why is a Bechor and Chutzlaris different? So that you learn from a Pasik that you're not mechuyif to bring it in. So does that Pasik fit to apply here? What's the Pasik?
Same reason, once it's not Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have the same thing as Eretz Yisrael. So it's Chutzlaris, not Eretz Yisrael. It's not as good, like Chutzlaris.
What's the Lashon of the Pasik? Look up the floor. It's a hekish. Tosis brings a hekish. Welcome, Shiata Mevi Meister Sheni, Yata Mevi Bechor. I'm sorry. That's what Rekiva's drasha. And Rav Shimon says, "Dumi the Shlomim." That's from a hekish that we learn out the kravim. So Bezman Hazeh, it's not kravim. So why Bezman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael isn't a Bechor just as mechuyev in Hakrava as Bezman Abayis? Well, what's the difference? Because there's no way happens to me. There's no Beis Hamikdash. The halacha change. Did the halacha change? Or the mitzvah changed? It's a hard thing. It's a mikshel. But why? Well, the ma'aseh if there's a bechor, today in Eretz Yisrael is a Bechor in Eretz Yisrael in the time of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. What's the difference? It has the same chi of Akrava. One, you can't bring it, and one, you could bring it. It's a difference in Metzius. It doesn't seem to be a difference in Din.
Bring it, also a difference in Metzius.
Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael.
So also how much
of an influence in Metzius to bring a Mechai? So if you're in Eretz Yisrael anyway, then... So the Chi of Tircha today is the same Chi of Tircha as the Zanabayis. Just, Tircha's not going to help you.
So you can't do it. Whatever it is you have to do. You're right.
Technically, though, it's not correct. Because technically, if someone takes a behemoth today, he says, Harizu Shlamim, it's a Shlamim. No? I hope no one will do it. But if someone does it, why should it be a Shlamim? Right. So what? So in Chutz La'aretz we say that you know it doesn't have that level of kedusha because it's not not a makom hakrava. So here it's also not in a makom hakrava, but it is in a makom hakrava in Eretz Yisrael. No, it is in a makom hakrava. Huh?
Nowhere is
a makom hakrava. Why can't we build a mizbeach to be makrava today? Really could. Why? With Tommy. So the part is Kolona Tomei, and it's not the part that is not the same English. So that's our Tommy. A bomb you can't have, but you can build a Mizbeach. We'd be Torah, we could build a Mizbeach today. I mean, if the Arabs would let us, they control it. What? No, Obama, but I'm not talking about Obama, I'm talking about Mizbeach and the Harabayas. Wouldn't be Tomei, we could bring. I don't know, Rav Shach and Davi Ezri tries to explain it more with Derek Shat. He says that really, the Bechor is really Mamon Baila. Hegdish has a Shibur on it. He calls a man, Hegdish has a right to it. Hegdish has a Tfiyah on it. Like somebody has a lien on my house. So someone has a lien on my house, it's still my house, but he has a lien, there are certain shibudim. There are different halachas of shibudim. So a bechor, bizman abayis, Hegdish has a certain lien on my bechor. There's a right to get it. And because it has a right to get it, so it's considered to be a certain level of kedusha. Bizman hazeh, even though in Lomdis they have a lien on my bechor, but papayil they don't. Because Lamaisa, they're never going to get it. There's no Beis HaMikdash today. So Rav Shach says that where the whole Hegdish's whole taina to it is a practical taina. It's a taina b'poyel. They have a right to come and take it and use it and be using the Beis HaMikdash. Hegdish's whole tviyah is a practical tviyah. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, they have no practical tviyah on it because Lamaisa, they can't get to it. So in that case, it loses whatever shibud it has to Hegdish. So it falls off. So Shach wants to be mazbeh, that's the chilek of a bechor bizman hazeh. Now Agav, you see from this Gemara that there's no chiyuv to believe Mashiach is coming tomorrow. No, my fourth grade Rebbe taught me that you're supposed to believe Mashiach is coming in any minute. You guys have the same rebbeim? Fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. No, they teach you that you're supposed to believe Mashiach is coming in 1 minute. Ani Ma'amin means. No? You ever heard anyone touch it? Huh? It's not what the Ani Ma'amin says, but all the elementary school rabbis think that's what it says. B'chol Yayim Sheyavai. What does that mean? Achakaloi B'chol Yayim Sheyavai. I hope every day he comes. I definitely hope every day he comes. It would be nice. What? Achake. I wait. Yeah, we've been waiting a while. But it doesn't say that you believe he's coming today. I don't think it's endless. Now this Gemara, it wouldn't stem. If you have to believe Mashiach is coming today, so Bechor Bizman Hazeh is the same as Bizman Abayis. No? I'll bring it tomorrow. Huh? I eagerly await his coming. It doesn't believe that I believe his coming. I eagerly await his coming. And, I believe that it could happen. And I hope every day, believe me, I hope it will be very nice that we can learn without Yetzirah. So imagine. Have to imagine.
But,
Rabbi Yossi, I believe he holds, not Rabbi Yossi, Rechem Zakeh made a takana of Yom Hanaf Kula Yasser. But that's the Gemara's happening. The Gemara's takana is that's the Gezeres HaKosov. The Yom Hanaf is Yasser. And the Gemara says, I day. So the Kasha said they misunderstood him. What? The Gemara said that Kayin and Warren Lan drink wine, but the Gemara says, what is man is it? Takantum, takantum. Is also not like that. I don't think it's amiss what they say. I mean, I know there are some who teach that way, but I have a raya from Mordechai. The Mordechai answers a Rashba's kasha by Hilchos Treifas. By Suffolk Treifa is also Suffolk Deraisa. So Suffolk Treifa is bottled, it falls into something, it's bottled the Shishim, just like anything else. So the Rashba asks, that every Suffolk Treifa is a Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin. Because when Eliyahu Navi comes, he's going to tell us if it's Treifa or not. So it's a Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin. Eliyahu Navi is going to come. So Mordechai answers, it is Elah Shainai. He says, Yiskalkel Ad Sheyavai. The food is going to spoil by the time he gets here. So there's no, it's not a Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin. So Mordechai doesn't sound like there's a chiyuv to believe he's coming today or tomorrow. If you believe he's coming today or tomorrow, I don't know how you can make reservations for a ticket somewhere in a week from now. It's a stirut to your whole emunah. People have life insurance. If Mashiach is coming tomorrow, how do you have life insurance? No? I think it's a toss. And the few places where it seems to say something like that, that to me is the Sarachian, but if that would be true, then a Bechor B'zman HaZeh would be the same. Doesn't it arrive tomorrow? Would be the same as the Bechor B'zman HaBayis. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to knock Mashiach out of your minds, but we hope he's coming, Achak Eloi. And Chafetz Chaim really, really felt that he's going to come any minute. And, but it's true that he had a suitcase packed waiting for him. I don't know if that's Emes, but Olamein would always say that. But I think it's a mistake. It's almost a foolish thing. You can tell the little kids, but you can't tell an adult. The chiyuv to be mammon is coming tomorrow. What does that mean? The words don't make sense. Emunah means that you have a belief he's coming. I believe he could come. He could come any minute. I hope he comes. I'm a chakeloi. But I don't think it's amiss. He always came with a suitcase.
Once, whenever he went to the place,
yeah. He wasn't going to go back for his wife. He sure comes.
I don't know.
That's a lesson, I guess.
I didn't read it to that.
Okay. Yeah, but he was a machake. You know. He was a ma'amin or he was a machake? Which one? Okay. I don't know if I'm wrong. You'll show me. I only know one place where it says it. That one place where it says it, one of the achrayim is, I think, is Milsa Tetviya. And the kamarai is that it's a toss. Okay. Getting back to our plans, I guess if we all felt Mashiach is coming tomorrow, we'd learn Hilchos Bechor and Shlamim with a much bigger cheshek. And Mashiach is going to come, we're going to want to bring karbanis finally. And right, start learning from scratch. All right. There's a to me on the sugya that all the achrayim talk about, which is the beginning of that stipler last week that I told you to look at. Stipler wants to figure out, as does do all the achrayim. It starts with the Mishloah Melech and the Ktzais. How do we paskin? We paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, or do we not paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds kachim kalim mamon by him hang. He's either talking about a Bechor, or a Shlamim, or even a Bechor B'zman HaZeh. Whatever it is he's talking about, he says, Zichah Bechor B'zman HaZeh, that's Mamon Ba'ayim. What was he talking about? Nafkamina, if it's Bekar B'Shalisha. Nafkamina, if it has Dinei Mazikim, if it's excluded from Shariyeh, Vela Shoshah Chaveirai. Nafkamina for Shavuos Malam Al Bashem. We have three Nafkaminas in our Gemara. Plus, I mentioned to you an additional, I think I mentioned two more Nafkaminas from other Gemaras. One is a Gemara of Sachim, of Tzadik, if you could sell it. If one man could sell a Bechar to someone else, I have a Bechar Abishlamim, I want to sell it to someone else. There's a Shayach to sell it. That's a fourth Nafkamina. Fifth Nafkamina, I don't remember offhand. Huh? Yeah. Kefal. If it's imit from Re'eu to by this Mamayit from Kefal, why do you pay Kefal if somebody steals someone else's Shlam? So the question is, how does the Rambam paskin? I want to remind you, because it's going to help for the learning the Achrayim, that what's the question about selling a Bechar or being Mekadosh an Isha? Being Mekadosh with what? The way we learned last week, two ways to learn. If I have a Shlamim, and I want to be Mekadosh an Isha with the Shlamim, I want to sell the Shlamim, what am I selling to the woman? What am I giving to the woman? Or what am I getting money for? One way to learn is that according to Tosfos, who holds that kachim kalim are my behema, totally mine, just their halachas, according to Tosfos, if I sell it, I'm selling the whole behema. If you said Hari Alai Shlamin, and I have a shlamin, and I sell it to you, and you're makrivit, you're makayim, you're chiyah. I'm selling the whole package, like Tosfos. And that's the shayla that we're going to talk about. Does the Rambam paskin, he can sell the whole thing, or he doesn't paskin, he can sell the whole thing. That's according to Tosfos Mahas. The way we learned Rashi last week, and again, as I told you last week, it's the major difference in the whole sugya. Rashi holds, no, the animal doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Hegdish. The part you eat belongs to you. If you're a Kayin, the Chelech HaKuna. If you're Yisrael, the Chelech HaBayla. Only thing that belongs to you is your part, your rights to eat part of it. If you're Mekadosh an Isha, what are you giving her? Just your rights to eat some of the meat. Now she'll eat the meat. If she's a Bas Kayin, or an Eshes Kayin, she'll be able to eat. The Kayin could sell it to her, be Mekadosh her. You're only giving the Chelech of the meat. When the carbon is brought, it's the seller's carbon. He gets 2 points in Shemayim for it. The Kayin, when he's mechavin, the Shem Baila, he's mechavin for the seller. All the Isha gets is the right to the meat, not the whole animal. These were two ways we had to learn last week about what we're talking about. We say Mamad Bailamein. Esheyia, it's a machlaikish Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Is it yours? The two pshatim, what's yours? Well, not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Kachim Kalim, the same as Kachim Kachim, and it's Pashat. Now, what the Rambam obviously is unclear, since there's a lot of Papula Dairais on how the Rambam haskins. The whole discussion starts with a stira of two Rambams. The Rambam in Hilchas Mi'ilah says, Hamaycher Oilasai Vishlamov Loi Osa Klom. The Rambam says if you sell a carbon oila, okay, oila is kacha kacha, it's pasha. It says, Hamaycher Oilasai Vishlamov, if you sell a carbon shlamim, Loi Osa Klom. You can't sell it. That's not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds you could sell it. In Hilchis Niske Mamon, the Rambam says, Sharei Eyu Memayit Kachim Sheyesh Behem Me'ilah. The Rambam says that when Memayit, like the Lashon HaMishnah, Kachim Sheyesh Behem Me'ilah, which seems to say Shlomim is not excluded. And then the Rambam says, Shlomim Shehiziku Goiva Mipsarim. If a Shlomim is Mazik, Goiva Mipsarim, you get paid. That means a Shareyel. Which means, it's like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So we have a stira between the Rambam and Hilchas Niske Mamon. He says, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that Shlomim have dinim of Mazik and Nizik. And the Rambam in Hilchis Mi'ila, who holds Fakir, who holds that it has no dinim of Mamon Bailim, So this is a stira in the Rambam, which the Mishnah Melech is Yosef in art, and depending on how you answer it, that comes out how we pass him. What are the two choices? Obviously, either you say he's like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you have to answer the Meila case, or you say he's not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and you have to answer the Nezikin case. You have a choice. You have to answer one or the other of the two Rambams. So naturally, the Achrayim fall on two sides of the aisle. Two mahalchim. The Ktzeis HaChayshim. It's in what was it? Tavav, Sivkat Beis. Ktzeis says that the Iker is we do pass like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We do pass like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Why does the Rambam say Hamecher Shlomo of Layosaklum? Why does the Rambam say Hamecher Elosev Shlomo of Layosaklum? And for the Ktzais, what does Mecher Elosev mean? What are you selling? When you sell an oil, what are you selling? The meat that's going to be eaten? There's no meat to be eaten in an oil. Mecher Elosev means I have an ayla. You said Hari Alai ayla. I'm selling it that it should become your carbon. A total mechir. Hamecher Elosev v'shlama of layasaklom. If you sell a shlamim, a total mechir, that the buyer should be yaitza with the mitzvah, layasaklom. Zakta Ktzais, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is maida to that. Rabbi Yosi, there is the same shot in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is maida. You can't sell the whole animal. The animal's not yours. When did Rabbi Yosi Aglili say you could sell it? For what? If not the whole animal, then just the meat that you get. That the Rambam is masking. That we pass Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And the chelik you get, you could sell. Zakta Ktzais, we do pass Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The problem, the Rambam says you can't sell it. The Rambam says you can't sell the whole big picture. But if you want to sell just the boss or Shabbai, then it's my idea you could sell it, because you passed it with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Zayzak the Ktzais. The stipler is Matmiya. He says, the Shita Mukubetza says Faket. The Shita Mukubetza says that Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you could sell the whole animal, the total animal. So why is the Ktzais learning Rabbi Yosi Aglili differently? Ktzais learns Rabbi Yosi Aglili that you can only sell the Chelek HaBasar Shabbai. The Shita says you can sell the whole thing. Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And therefore the stipler goes on to his own shot. The way we learned this sugya, the kash is not shver. Not shver at all. Because Pshat of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that's good for the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. There are two ways to learn the sugya. There are two ways to learn up the sugya. One way to learn the sugya is that they're talking about selling the whole animal. And that's the way Tosfos would learn. Tosfos holds you own the whole animal. Another way to learn is, when we're talking about selling, it'll be Mekadosh with the Chelek HaBasar. So the Ktzais, to answer the Rambam, said that the Rambam holds like Rashi, and our Gemara is talking about selling the Chelek HaBasar. Kuntis Taiploi, says the Shita Mukubetza, says Vakert. You're right. Yarishanim all Vakert. But that's not a problem. Yarishanim all this, Yarishanim all that. When you have a Shara Rambam, you plug him into Rashi Shita, and the Rambam is answered. That when we're talking about Rabbi Yosi Aglili, we're talking about only the Chelek of the meat that you get, not about the whole ownership of the animal. But they look. Ktzais is very, very good. If you have this big picture of the sugya, so the Ktzais is not shver. This type is kasha on the Ktzais. It's not shver because the Rambam can hold like the other shita. So therefore, the Ktzais would seem to be a very glatta mahalach. The pasuk like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, which the stomach of the Gemara is mashma that way. A whole sugya doesn't even deal with the chalkim of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Only deals with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Very gishmak. The stipler, as I said, is not happy with the Ktzais. And for that reason, the stipler goes into another pshat. The stipler says, we do not pass on Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And therefore, the case of Mila is good. You do not pass on. You can't sell the animal. It's Shver Hilchas Niskei Mamon. The Rambam says that Shareyehu is Memayit Kachim Kalim. The Rambam says the Shareyehu is Memayit only the Chasim Sheish Be'Mi'ilah. It's not Memayit Kachim Kalim, which is like Rebbe Zeaglimi. So the Stipler has a Mahaloch to answer that. That Mahaloch is connected to the next piece of Gemara. And therefore, we're going to still come back to the Stipler. The Stipler is Simin Yud Beis, Ois Aleph. If we have time, we'll speak about his base tomorrow as well. And the stipler to answer the Rambam is going to go with a different mahalach. Let's just learn the first member of Rava today, and we'll get to the Maris Negev to the stipler Mitz Hashem tomorrow. Rava. So for tomorrow, make sure you have klar an understanding of Stiras Rambam, the Tzaisis Teretz, and the way we explained it, and then the stipler will get to tomorrow. Rava. Rava goes back to the beginning of the sugya. How did the sugya start? The Mishnah said, "L'chasim she'im be'emila." We made a diuk. Chasim she'im be'emila. Feistah is the chasim that milahu the lesbo of igdish kachi is considered reyayu. So we said that that's shver. Unless you hold, that could be a segul. Rava says no diuk. Mind the chasim she'im be'emila. The chasim she'im be'em din mi'ila. Umayninu the hedyot. We're not talking about the chasim emeila. We're talking about nechse hedyot. There's no difference. Kachim kachim, kachim kalim, all the same. And the Mishnah meant when it said emeim emeila, it just meant any kachim. Lafuke baben hedyot. For listening the hedyot kachim. I just say the hedyot. Oh, it says okay, you have a deal, but it's not enough to make us decide the Mishnah like Rabbi Yisrael. Till now. When we were talking about the Mishnah, Sharei Eyu V'loi Shel Hegdish, we were talking about someone who's Mazik Hegdish. To understand what we're going to learn tomorrow, you have to bear in mind, you have two cases. There's a case when you're Mazik Hegdish, and there's a case where Hegdish is Mazik, a regular person. Till now, we're talking, the Shulchan is we didn't make any distinction between the two cases. But he said, if you're mazik, nechasim she'im be'emila, which means if you're mazik hegdish, you're potter. We didn't talk about hegdish being mazik you. That is the next member in the Gemara, is that Rav Abba. The next member, if hegdish is mazik you, what's the din? Shlomo she'iziku. So, this case of Shlomo she'iziku ultimately is what the Rambam is totally in. Go to the Amud Beis, top tosis in the Amud Beis, only a two-line tosis. The top tosis on the Amud Beis is crucial to being able to understand the stipler, so we're going to have to finish the Gemara till the two dots with the top tosis. And with that, we'll come to how the stipler has a beautiful uptaich in the Rambam, but the opposite of the tosis is going to end up with the reverse. So that's on the agenda for tomorrow. Again, I beg you, please be prepared.